Let me find out. You're lose this shit. But you know, I have to do my proper greeting. So
it works.
What it do though, fam? What's good?
What's happening with it? What's happening?
And man, listen, I ain't got no babysitter this evening, you know, so you're gonna hear this one all over the time. But
nothing
it's
wrong.
All right. I know my people fuck with the fact that my shit be real. You feel me? So all the other shit don't even matter. But let me just chime in with a quick greetings, you know, to the Most High King Selassie for bringing us, you know, once again to this point to where I am able to speak to someone who's going to share and spill some fucking beans. You know, praises to the Most High and I. Stamp, I think I need to just tell people really quickly who you are for those who don't know.
No doubt.
You feel me? Definitely. I have chosen to bring Stamp on, who I virtually, is that the correct word? Virtually. When I was pregnant with my daughter, because I needed help with how, you know, creating a podcast. And Stamp is the man that I was directed to from an older client and became fam. Maybe just because, you know, we are Aquariuses as well, even though he's
Don't do that.
No shame.
You're right, man. It's tripped out how everything aligned, you know what I'm saying? And we've been cool ever since. This is my sister right here, y'all. Real talk, no
big
boys.
Facts. We've been cool. We you know, we were on the radio show together. I had a big opportunity with you where I was in Chicago, you know, where we killed it, you know. The fact that it kind of like really made a full circle, right? Because to where we started, you know, and then this evolution, and then it came around, and now we're here, and now you're a full-time family member of mine, and worker as we work together, as well as, you know, one of my, you know, trusted mystics for my healing purposes, you know.
No.
So, yeah, Stamp, greetings. What's up, my G?
I'm good. What it do, Sela? Hey, baby.
Okay, like she about to be through this whole recording. I hope people don't mind my gorgeous two-year-old chiming in, because okay, I know, baby, but let mommy finish her interview. She's telling me about the cats and the go watch your look. Let mommy show you something. Come here, really quickly.
Gotta love it, man.
I have to, you know. I'm raising a gentle beast. I love to say, but Stam, come on in. Tell these people a little bit about you, because what I'm about to dig in is going to get real personal, because I'm all about the personal effects, right? I'm all about the feeling. But before I dig in and share some serious and dig into your truths, you know, is there anything you want to spill out before I get dirty with you?
Man, yeah. Well, before we get... I'm used to it, but dig it, man. My name is Stamp, as she said. You know what I'm saying? Performed, rapped, you know, for years, DJed, have radio stations, my own brand. And that's one thing about us, like you and I, we started right here doing podcasts, moved on to our own brands, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just amazing, the growth, seeing that growth. So y'all definitely check me out. It's Forever United Together. That's the number two together, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, it ain't much to me.
There is a lot to you, you know. There's a lot to you, you know. We don't pat ourselves enough. There's a lot to you. It takes a lot, you know, for you to do what you do, you know, and hold it. I mean, I've worked a couple events with you, you know. So I understand your work hustle and grind and why it is, you know, shoot, you have a whole family. You have a wife, you have your son, you know, and you have life that you're going through, you know. So of course, you know, There is a lot. It may not be a lot to some people, but we don't even worry about them naysayers. You feel me?
You sit back and with everything, the reason I say that is it's not much, you know, and I'm pretty sure you can feel it because I always think that what I'm going through, somebody else has it way worse than I do. Fair. Even though I'm going through, I never take for granted anything that I have or anything that I don't have. Like I'm pushed towards what I want and how to get it. You know what I mean? But I'll never take anything for granted. I'm grateful for everything that I have. You know what I mean?
Word. Word. Today we're going to get a little in on it, right? More so because, you know, I didn't realize how much this impacted your life, you know, up until, was it last month's stamp or 2 months ago?
It was started 2 months ago.
2 months ago. But let's just rewind. Let's rewind a little bit. Can I rewind a little bit?
Yeah,
let's rewind a little bit. So let's just go to the time where, you know, when I met mommy, you and you did not have a license.
Yeah.
Right? let's rewind a little bit. Let's because I don't think people are gonna overstand how deep I'm about to get in without really, you know. So we have to, this is honesty moment, right? So now I remember when I met you, you did not have a license. And since you have a license, you were still driving. Okay. Can you share? Because today we're going to talk about affairs of the heart, because when I say this been weighing on me heavy, you know, it's been weighing on me heavy, you know, because I too had to go through it to understand it just a bit better. And I've never really talked about it, you know. So I want you to tell people, like, why didn't you have your license?
Well, so I decided to go out, you know, and hang with some friends and everything, and was drinking. You know what I mean? I didn't pay any attention to my consumption type of thing, and drove home, made it all the way home, and, you know, got harassed by the police. They took me to jail and took my license, long or short. You know what I mean? And I was dealing with that case for 4 to 5 years, I think it was. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Yeah, so they took my license on a DUI, and I wasn't thinking about, like, I didn't care. I just drove, you know what I mean? Wasn't thinking of what if I got caught driving without a license, what would happen. At that time, I wasn't thinking, you know. And
but
then I was.
You weren't thinking for what? 4 or 5 years? Because you said this, you were without a license. Were you without a license for 4 years? Or
I was fighting a case.
Okay, no, your phone keeps, you have to fix your mic, but it keeps getting muffled.
Oh, no, I was without a, I was fighting a case for that long.
Okay, and how long did you lose your license for?
A year.
Okay. So I met you within that year because I remember when you got it too. So alcohol is what got you to losing your license for a year. Now, would you say alcohol is an issue for you?
I mean, it can be. I think that honestly, like now looking at everything, it is an issue. I would use it. I would drink and everything to suppress feelings and emotions and not try to get mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to argue with people. I don't want to, it's like to leave reality type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Or to feel like at times that I was better as a person when I was drinking. And then I looked at some videos and I'm like, man, my speech slurred. I'm this and I'm that. And it just looked crazy to me now. You know what I'm saying? Looking back.
Because you never think you have a problem. Fam, you gotta do something with your mic, or I'm gonna cut you off my interview here. So you gotta fix that.
What happened with the Let's try
it. It keeps going in and out like it's like you're muffled, like you're covering something.
I'm not sure why that's happening. Sorry, folks. Let's see. Like you said, this is real as real can get. I don't know what's going on.
How I talk to him in real life too, y'all. So don't feel no.
Oh yeah, don't think it's.
I mean, we were this close to not doing it today. I was like, fuck it, you know. But universe said, no, you're gonna do it for sure. Yeah. But so, question is, would you say alcohol is an issue for you once again? I don't want to hear. Yeah, it can be.
No. I think that, I mean, with me looking at everything now, and it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's hereditary.
Okay.
And within my family, and I was in such a denial. You know what I mean?
You know what? When I lived in New York, I was in a relationship, and you know, I actually turned to alcohol because I had to sit with a couple of my demons. You know what I mean? The fact that I was living with someone, but I was making sure that every fucking corner was met by doing wrong. You know? And the only thing I knew to get to was that alcohol, you know? Weed, I ain't never quitting, okay? But, you know, the only thing that too, I was driving home with one eye open, one eye closed. I'd be like talking to myself, you know, just to make sure, you know what I mean? I would have to tell myself, like, listen, you have a child to live for. You need to get home safely. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of things go through our mind during that time.
Yeah, and I think too, I mean, it was just issues that I deal with
differently
it's things like past things. You know what I mean? Like they say you have to break chain,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And it's certain things as a kid I still remember, and to cope with that, I did other things. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I mean, I don't do drugs. Like, I don't smoke or anything like that no more. I do smoke cigars, which I'm trying to quit that too, but I don't know. It's just as I felt better, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not sure if y'all heard y'all heard me when I said I went back and looked at some videos,
right?
Speech is slurred, and it's like it looks crazy to me now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, and I haven't had anything to drink in 2 months.
Right.
And I plan to continue that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, not plan. I am going to continue it.
Can because you sit right there and just not move again? Because every time you move, it gets muffled, seriously. So just like wherever you are right now, don't even bother to move for the next 30, 20 minutes, okay? Just
I'm not going to move, okay.
Yeah, seriously. You said now, like, you said you went back and then, so you were just disappointed then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I looked at things too, like, you know, when you are under the influence like that, you know what I'm saying? You don't see what people see. And as you know, my son is. Just wondering what he see. Like, I felt bad. It hurt me more him seeing me in a police car and in handcuffs. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How crazy is that, right? That we don't even care how we're feeling in that moment or what it is that we have no kind of like remorse for what we did in that moment. But then when our children see it's a completely different. Because my son watched me get fucking locked up. I was 7 months pregnant, you know, and I was on my way to work actually, and he called me and he was like, "Ma, I got suspended and they say you gotta pick me up now." Mind you, just the week before that nigga had detention. So you know I'm already heated. I'm 7 months pregnant. I'm like, again, Sham. So I get into the school, right? Going to the counselor, whatever. And I was, the coach was in there, and the coach is like, "Listen, I think you're going way too hard," because I was in the classroom when this incident happened, and woody woody who. So now the coach says to me, "All right, come on, let's go to the principal's office," you know, that main area. He was like, "You know, let's just go there, let's wait for the principal because we have a meeting." I said, "Okay, no problem." In there, the registry lady who is behind the counter is away from me. "Sila, I would like you to stop. I will slap you. Okay? Stop. I will slap you." Okay. Sorry about that. So when I went in there now, and I'm talking to Sham, but I'm talking to him in Patois. And I said, "Boy, you get in trouble one more time, you're going to make my head blow the fuck up." And let me tell you something. In 3 minutes, there were three cops coming there for me. My son was sitting next to me. She rang the buzzer underneath. My son was sitting next to me. And I see the three freaky police coming in now, but I'm not pressed because what the fuck? Now, let me show you how God is good, right? I had this purse with me that I had overnight. And my gun was in the purse. And when I was walking, I said, "Why the fuck my gun? My bag feels so heavy." So when I looked in it, the gun was in there. I said, "Shit, let me turn around and put it in the truck where it's supposed to be." Stan, I put my shit. I give God, I would still be fucking locked up. You hear me?
Man, look, I'm gonna let you, it's a crazy story about that too, but God definitely works.
God works.
Those signals, man.
Listen, I turned around that shit in my truck, fam. I had to call my homie and tell my homie, "Yo, run, go pick my shit in it." Listen to me. I see them two. So the two men came in, stood right. No, one of them took Sham out, and Sham is now looking through the door because they closed the door. This is 12:30 in the afternoon, lunchtime, kids everywhere. Sham is looking through the fucking glass. And this woman come over me, and she read me my rights, and she fucking handcuffed me. Take me through to the police part that they have in the school. Mad kids watching everything, right? Take me there. From there, the DCAP people come for me. I did my 3 days. But let me tell you something. That experience really, really, really gave me an insight on, you know, how we're really treated. You know, and you know, sometimes we meet some people, and you know, I've had my fair share run in with, you know, men that have been incarcerated, you know, and ideally it's you have to master your mind in such a way because you get so institutionalized. And I feel like this is one of the deciding factors as to why our Black men go back continuously, because the system is just designed for that, you know?
It definitely is designed for that, you know what I mean?
Because you, my friend, you just had back-to-back run-ins with jail, and I promise you, this is the first time I felt like, damn, Stamp is my fucking nigga, because I promise you, I called your phone every day to make sure I got a fucking... I was like, "Listen, if I get this voicemail, dang, I know where my brother at." You know what I mean? And I had to keep calling and calling to, because I didn't know, I ain't have nobody else to call to figure out, you know what I mean? And the fact that, you know, you've been fighting it and you still find yourself back in there. And then not only did you go back, it's because of alcohol as well. What the, like, break this down for me, fam. What goes through your head? Why?
So with that, you know what I mean? Like, honestly, what I thought at the time was, okay, I did the first 2 weeks and you know, I got one day before I go see my PO. All right, well, let me celebrate tonight because tomorrow it's over.
Right.
And that's what I was thinking. And they dropped me. You know what I'm saying? And this is like for me to say this, well, what I'm saying right now, and I'll get back to it, but they dropped me and took me, you know, said, I've got to see the judge. If they issue a warrant, you got to go to the jail, go back to jail. And I'm like, can't you just give me a warning? But you said one thing that was dope as hell, and I agree with it too, that God works in mysterious ways. You know what I'm saying? He definitely did that for a reason.
What was the reason?
I mean, the reason was me to start to see exactly what it is that I needed to change about myself. And also certain things that, you know, I mean, we ain't getting into too much of it, but certain things that needed to take place within the household to get that dynamic back to where it needs to be.
Because it affects your household.
Yeah, and that was the thing, man. Like,
yeah,
I didn't see. I had to sit down to see, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. The Most High put you in a confined area where there are no interferences, right? Or there are no nothing that's tempting, you know, mm-hmm. because if you out here, right, and it's just, man, listen to me. I totally agree with you, because if God didn't put me down for 3 days, I wouldn't understand that my anger had to change in many ways.
Yeah.
You know, I would still probably be out here feeling like I could just be loud up, riled up all the time. But in reality, you don't even have to be like that serious about what you're saying. The next person just has to feel like you're gonna do it in order to defend themselves. You know, so it's like you have to be so mindful now. You know, had I not been put in that fucking cell, I wouldn't have had them 3 days to think to myself like, yo, this about to cost you.
Yeah.
You know, it this took me 3 years. Yeah. They issued a bench warrant for me this year.
But me thinking about it, though, like, it's, you know what, outside of all of the bullshit that the police did, you know what I'm saying, is I had to blame myself. I had to sit back, look in the mirror, and self-check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if I wasn't in that, if I didn't put myself in that situation, I would have never been in that situation.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And yeah, they fucked around. They hung me, so to speak, with everything that they got to do. They got me doing and they put on me. But when I was still in denial, I was like, man, but they shouldn't have never did this. Oh, I'm going to try to fight that. Oh, I'm going to try. And my wife sat down. She was like, you got to think about what you did. You know what I'm saying? And all of the times that you didn't get caught for what you
did.
For the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's times that I've put in my life in jeopardy, other people's lives in jeopardy, because I thought that I could make it, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I thought I could drink and then make it home fine. And luckily, and that's the Most High, that's God all over me, hands all over me, because nothing happened those times, but it's like your circle starts to close and get smaller. He only gonna show you so many times before he had to whoop you. You know what I'm saying?
Because people gonna be like, shit, this is my life. I gotta like my life. I have to love my life enough to not even be a part of this.
Yeah. You
know, for sure.
And I had to see that. And just a quick little side note about you saying with your gun and everything, like I was debating. I was in Chicago when I stayed there. I was debating. I was going to do some bullshit. I was looking to rob somebody, to be honest with you. And and I was like, man, all right, it ain't going to be nothing. I shouldn't take the bullets. And then I kept going back and forth with myself. Should I take the bullets? Should I leave? And I kept hearing a voice in my head, leave the bullets, leave the bullets, right? So I go get on a train. And none of my trains are coming. I see like 10 trains. And you know how New York is, right?
Yeah.
My system is like that. You see one train, then 2 minutes later, another train
another
or whatever.
Train coming, for sure. Mm-hmm.
None of my trains came. And the police was coming down. So they just happened to search me because of some other stuff. He got me. He searched me, put me in the handcuffs. And, well, he grabbed me, pushed me down to the ground, searched my bag, found the gun, put me in the handcuffs. As soon as he snapped that second cuff, my train was coming, pulled right up, and people getting off and everything. So, I mean, I say that to say this, because I got arrested that time too. But who's to say what would have happened had I made it, and had God not been looking out for me? Had I made it to that destination with no bullets, trying to rob somebody? You know what I'm saying? So
that would have not gone pretty, because if they had something, or if they had theirs loaded, you would have been fucked.
And then at the same time, like when I'm in jail, I hear the in the little bullpen area, I hear the police officer that arrested me, like, no, it's a felony. It's a felony. He got to do this. And he's doing. And then somebody else, like, it's not a felony. He didn't have bullets. And them arguing back and forth, that's all God was like, man, look, you wasn't supposed to do this. That handout, like, look, I'm not going to beat you, because in Chicago with a handgun, I could have been still sitting in jail right now. You know what I mean? But I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for the lessons that he's showing me, because without me knowing, without me sitting here and checking myself on some things, I was in for a rude awakening, and it was getting there, you know. I've gained 15 pounds since I've been out. Real talk.
You ain't eating none of my food yet. I'm gonna play it in a minute.
When I get over there, I'm gonna be like, man, look, brother, freeze me some, put it in a bag, man. But no, I think that alcohol on that this portion of.
So, are you giving up alcohol completely now?
I mean, I'm trying.
How much do you drink now in comparison to before?
Oh, I haven't had anything to drink. They got me blowing in a little breathalyzer. Whenever they text me, I got to blow in that joint.
Oh shit! Well then. Yeah, but
I don't think that, like, I with any addiction, you know what I'm saying? I could say this now. I've been going to the meetings and everything, but I'm going to try my hardest to just cold turkey. You know what I'm saying?
You can. It's your mind.
Yeah, I know. And I've been good. But, you know, the doctor told me that I have to find something else to do, because I've been eating and just trying to work out.
I'm about to tell you that. And that's the only reason why you're eating as much as you are, because it's that oral fixation, right? Your mind is already saying, I have to have something. So if I'm not having this, then it has to be this, you know, and then we tend to overdo it. So yes, he's absolutely correct. You need to go find something to do.
That's why I put
requires some kind of, you know, moving, flexibility, stretching, or whatever, because, you know, you really just don't want to stay there and blimp up, you know, even though I have stuff to detox and all those amazing things, but you know, but you know what? You can definitely cold turkey things. You know, I was freaking borderline alcoholic, I would say myself too. I was real nasty with it too, right? And I definitely would say me just deciding to say, fuck it. You know, now I'll have a social drink, and then I still have a limit with that as well. You know, but, you know.
And I think that us as human beings in general, we have an addictive trait. You know what I'm like? It's something that we can do and become addicted to it. You know what I mean? Some people addicted to working out, where they can't go a day without working out. Some people addicted to, you know what I'm saying, social media. Like, that's something that's in us. A lot of people, I mean, it's not considered a problem because it's not harming, so-called harming anybody. But we all have something that we're addicted to at times and throughout our life.
I would probably say that we really enjoy, because addicted is like, I mean, well, I guess there are some people that are addicted to working out and stuff. So I guess I could see that. But I don't have an addictive personality. You know what I mean? As quick as I can adapt to something, if I have to mentally release it, I can. Does it hurt me? Does my feelings feel like, fuck? Yes, it does. But it's like that higher self in me that says,
You can do this.
You can do this. Yeah.
And then with things, if you do something for, I think, about 28 days in a row, it becomes habit.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So with me, like my routine, and it's crazy because the only time I drank hard alcohol was when I was out of town, when I was with people, like having a party or something. But for the most part, my routine was go to work, come home, get me two or three tall cans of brew, and sometimes walk out and get another one. Go, come in, eat, go to sleep, brew. The same routine, and that became habit. By the time you drink 3 and 4 2-11s, it's like, man, yeah. I was saucy, for real. But Damn. It became a habit.
Did you like pick fights and stuff, Stamp?
No, never no. That. Okay. I wasn't that type of drinker. Or when I got drunk, I'm more so, look, if I'm moving around, I'm out or going to sleep, like I'll be like, man, I need to run over here real quick. That's the reason my license would get taken. Because I feel like I need to run somewhere real quick. But
listen, I want you to be a good man until, you know, all of this clears up. Because, man, being in this court system, fam, it hit me different. You know, the fact that I'm standing here in front of this person who's probably not even old enough to be my mom, and my life is basically dependent on whether you decide if I'm guilty or not. You know, and it's like, fuck. You know, that, yeah, man. The fact that I was giving my life to someone and it wasn't my God, I felt like, what the fuck are you doing?
Definitely. And I've been in court situations where if that judge is having a bad day, you know what I'm saying? They purposely implemented the 13th Amendment to keep us in jail.
Yeah.
And if anybody that's listening is not aware of the 13th Amendment, that was an amendment that they put out after slavery, after the abomination of slavery. You could get arrested for doing anything that they considered was against the law.
No.
And it held lengthy prison cells. So it's basically legal slavery that they do. That's why they have tears in the drugs or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get a short amount of time for more cocaine than you would get for something that's rocked up. You know, and they know that more people that are in poverty are doing the crack cocaine versus powder cocaine. So the time that they're gonna give you is ridiculous, man. It's crazy. But it's the system. They set it up that way.
For sure. For sure. For sure. Because even when I went to court and my first lawyer didn't show up, the prosecutor was like, oh, second arraignment, and the judge was like, hold up. She didn't get in trouble over the past 3 years, because this is now 3 years later, right? She's like, well, she didn't get in trouble. Why are you trying to send her back to arraignment? Like, she has no more record that, you know, her anger has been an issue since, you know, that day, you know? So she was like, well, okay, Your Honor, well, we don't oppose, but, so she said, is there a reason? Do you want her to go back to jail? And she was like, no. She was like, then what do you want, you know, what do you want to do? And she was like, you know what, we can give her one more week to either, you know, take my, and it's so crazy because my first lawyer was a black lawyer who fucked me thoroughly.
Okay? Oh, that's what it is.
Let me tell you, that black man, Brandon motherfucking Lewis, fucked me thoroughly, okay? And then had the nerve to send an email telling me, oh, I need to just go find a new lawyer because he's withdrawing. Like, so now I was placed with that. But like you say, God has his way of doing things, because the lady that worked in the, she was the judge's chamber, whatever. She sent me a list with lawyers. And on that, she highlighted two. And I went with the first one that she highlighted. And then I thought about it. I said, nah, I ain't going to do it. But then I called him back and I said, listen, this is the amount of money I have. You're going to take it or not? He was like, yep. I said, all right, let's do this. And that white man, okay, Lauren Brown, okay, closed my 3-year case in 3 days. right?
Yeah.
So 2 days before my solar day, it was like the one of the best fucking birthday gifts ever, because 2 days before it was closed, I didn't have to go back. I told them, you ain't never got to worry about me, because I ain't never coming back to fuck to jail unless somebody fuck with my kids again. But other than that, I ain't never coming back to jail. So guess what? Get me the fuck up out of here. I'm good and go. Send me. But it's just so crazy how, you know, something that didn't even happen, I'm just talking to my son, turned into a 3-year drag on.
But you know, with that too, like, they treat us as, like, minorities in general, crazy. Like, with us being, it tripped out, because if you even look at it on the news, right, you can see somebody, they say, a robber, armed and dangerous, he did this and did that, using all of these words to get you to visually see this person. Mm-hmm. As mm-hmm. 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 And I came down, and I bullshit you not, I saw a white kid. He was shooting people and at a school and everything. And they said, instead of armed and dangerous, they said, yeah, little Timmy is considered armed and bipolar on the news. Wow. And I'm like, hold up.
Yeah. So that's why they're talking about they're gonna start lifting the bans of getting background checked to buy guns, right? Because they don't want the white people to not be prepared. You feel me? Because a lot of these white ones got fucking records too now, lined up. Lined up. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
So and then another misconception. Sorry for cutting you off, but when they say like Malcolm X said once before, he said, you know why they keep saying black people can't unite? Because they don't want black people to unite. You know what I'm saying? They keep drilling that in your head. Just like they be like, you see on the news, and you know, you can tell me if I'm lying, but you see on the news all the time, well, yeah, in DeKalb County, this robbery, that robbery, this and that, this place right here in Stone Mountain, this and that. But they never tell you all of the beautiful spots of in DeKalb County or in Stone Mountain. But as soon as you hear something about the prestige areas, it's never nothing negative that they're putting out there, unless they, the officer got hit in DUI, but they never put those harsh adjectives in front of prestigious cities, if that makes sense.
They didn't do what?
I said they never put those hard and harsh adjectives in front of cities that are prestigious, meaning, like, you know, Buckhead. They wouldn't say crime-ridden Buckhead. They'll say, oh, the beautiful Buckhead area at this park, somebody got robbed while they were jogging. You know what I'm saying? You missed it. Can you hear me?
Oh,
we got to real for them.
Listen, we got to real for them, fam. Them mofos said, hold up. They talking that shit. Disconnect. Why they hating on us, though? But we back on this motherfucker. What they think it is. Yes. We back here. We the fuck back here, because
we are exercising First Amendment right.
There you go. Go back on it, Stan. Go back. Rewind. Go on, friend.
So I don't know where they cut us off at, but basically, okay, so y'all probably didn't hear this, but if you did, you're hearing it again. I was basically saying that Malcolm X once said that, you know why you always hear and see in the news, you're always hearing black people can't unite, black people can't unite because of this, because of that, is because they don't want you to unite. And the more something is drilled into your head, the more you start to believe it. You know what I'm saying? And just like you hear in Atlanta, in Georgia, you hear, oh, well, DeKalb, it was this this is robbery and this and that and murders and all of this and that. But when they have talk about their prestigious neighborhoods, you never hear negative adjectives being put in front of that.
Connected with them, yeah, attached with them. Mm-hmm.
For those of you,
but is this? But you know what, Stamp? I don't understand why our young black men haven't really figured out that this is what the system is trying to do. I just don't understand this continuous cycle of, now they are getting better, you know, but there's still a lot incarcerated. And even when you're looking at the news here now, you're hearing this high school, this one stabbing this one, and I'm just like, oh my God.
You know the reason for that? The reason is that that they not getting it is because every person that told them and that chastised them in a good way to correct their behavior was caught up in the system. Not either was set up or had what we were talking about. Once they got you in there, they keep you in there or find ways for you to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you can get
rise above.
So history even shows us, if you look at every person that fought against the system to try to help us be better, you know, and teach us a better way of living, as far as men wise, teach a man how to be a man and teach a man that this is the proper way to treat your woman. This is the proper way to do this. This is the proper way to do that. All of them, they either dead or in jail, got killed or in jail. The projects system, if people that know what projects are, you know what I mean? It's low income housing. Now in Chicago, they told mothers, they told black mothers with children that had the husband, they couldn't get this voucher. They couldn't get this low income house if the man was living in the home. You know what I'm saying? So what happened at that time was all of these families were displaced because they didn't have any place to live. Black people could only live in certain areas within Chicago and afford those areas. But now you take the man out of the house that was bringing that stability to the house because he's thinking at that time that he's doing what's best for his family when the system actually knew exactly what they were doing when they removed the man from the house with these government, with the promise for housing, promise for you know, upkeep of these places. But they did a study, and I'm sorry if I'm going off, but I'm trying to get people to know.
I'm listening, you teaching me, and I'm gonna sit and learn. I'm not gonna sit and act as if I know about all of this. I'm gonna.
So what they did, they did a study with rats. So when you go to New York, you see all of those buildings, the high-rise buildings. You go to Chicago, what used to be the projects, and wherever they got them at, they did a study with rats to see how rats would cohabitate together if they could only go up and down. Like, they couldn't get out, but they had this space. At first, they were good. Then they started noticing that the rats started killing each other. You know what I'm saying? Because they needed to get out of that space. But they didn't have anywhere to roam, you know what I'm saying, but this building. And you look at the projects, it's the same way. Any pictures that you look at, it started out real nice, grass, everything, but the government set it up to where all they needed was right in that little box. The stores were there, this and that. Nobody ventured outside of that project or that little area, and it started to get worse, plus with not having the dads there, you know. And that brings it all the way back to today, to what's going on with the kids and how they're acting today. You know,
kids is wild,
But I mean,
my 18-year-old is.
But we can't really say that though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I can't because I know what I was doing.
Fucking wilding. They stabbing. They shooting. They wilding.
But we were doing the same thing. Well, we were doing the same thing on my end. Right. But the difference in the kids today and us as younger, when we were younger, it was no social media. It was no cell phones with cameras. we wasn't recording everything. You know what I'm saying? Shit was getting done, but nothing was visible to people that was outside of that area. Now everybody got social media. Everybody want to be, you know, the biggest ball of the boss, the gangster, showing this and that. It's just crazy. It's programming.
Mm-hmm.
They programmed they took the people out to that was programming the kids to be successful, to do all of this. Why do you think it's only reality TV shows on right now and no shows like the Cosby Show? No
Can
shows
I tell
like
you something? Yeah. Just yesterday I went on Netflix, right? And I'm like, I want to just, you know, watch something because I was feeling really tired last night. But I know I had some stuff to do. And I said, you know what? Before I get that burst of energy, let me just, you know, run through Netflix. And let me tell you, there was nothing that I wanted to see. Like, it just all looked so, I didn't want it. You know, I don't know. It's all this reality, this and that. And, you know, we have people out here comparing themselves, you know, not trusting, you know, their journey, you know, and stuff because, you know, that competition, right, that comparison, it's bananas. You know, it is freaking bananas. But listen, I know we had to come back up on this. Sila!
Yeah.
You know, we had to come back up on this and show them that, listen, you're not gonna shut us up, right?
Mommy. Definitely.
Yeah, but I'm a hop off because I have this. Excuse me? You know what? I were you here talking about she want to eat? I made chicken chop suey today, right? And I gave it to her with garlic toast. And now she's going to come and talk about she want to eat and she's still playing with her food. Whatever. Okay? Because if anybody know one thing about me, they know she going to eat. Because I cooks. Okay? But
definitely
Steph,
more.
Right? Anything you want to tell, you know, the younger yous and me's and, you know, is there anything you want to, because, you know, I honestly, and I know we talked about a lot of things, but just to just bring it back in, I honestly, I won't use the word, let me not use that. I was concerned this time, you know, this time because I was literally on the phone with you and everything was going and I'm just like, oh, cringe, right? And then I knew, I said, all right, let me, and I literally had to call your phone every fucking day to be like, listen, I know you don't see, or maybe, you know, Janice will have it, or, you know what I mean? I was really concerned this time because I don't ever want to see you back in that space, you know? I love when we, you know, we collaborate and we do events together and stuff, and, you know, we're definitely going to have to pop one off for the summer out here or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
For sure, you know, I just love how we work when we do work together. Even just our relationship, you know, I give you thanks for that, you know, for just even being this, you know, vulnerable with me this evening, you know, because sometimes it's really hard to say, yo, I fucked up, you know, but I've definitely found, you know, in the last maybe 3 years, you know, I've definitely realized when you fucked up, And the Most High gives you this opportunity to make good. You know, you have to also be okay with the fact that it may not ever be good with the other person or people involved. But if you take that initiative to say, listen, let me address this, or, you know, then your part is done, yes?
The only thing that we can do is correct us.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
sure.
saying? It's kind of like, it's like a domino falling when you do that little domino trick. If
the
you
one
over,
yes.
one over, then the rest fall in line. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's like, and to speak on what you said as far as the younger people, and I mean, be who you are is what I would tell them. You know what I'm saying? Don't follow trends, and don't get caught up in the next person's success or failures, because their success and failures are not yours.
Facts.
You know, it's just, it's hard, you know what I'm saying, because of everything is visual, everything is on the internet, social media, and you have all this access. It's hard for kids to find themselves now because they're trying to compare what they're doing to somebody else that's around their age or this and that. And us as adults, we do that too.
For sure.
My thing is just be who you are and watch the kids fall into place. Like I can say with my company, with Forever United Together, that F you too, for those of y'all that's out there.
Sir, you know what? You have got to get a better mic though, okay? Or something. Because this muffled thing, listen, let me apologize, Mystics. I apologize for his January ratchet ass sound system over here. I may have given you some extra little, you know, extra music over here with my daughter's voice today, but you coming in and out. Mystics, I do apologize.
You know what? For our next interview, I'm going to use the real mic and not the phone.
Yes. Okay. Yes, thank you. I thought that's what you were doing. I mean, why do you have a whole radio station if you're not going to use, you know, what you have? Sir, fix
the
it.
You know what? For y'all out there, we go through this on a daily basis. It's
for sure. And you. Okay, because these are my mystics, and when I want them to listen to it, it's because it needs to just flow and be melodious to their ears. You get me? Do you get me? But you know what? Definitely have to just stay on our, you know, youth stuff today, and ourselves. Just know that we too deserve a chance. You know. Yes. We deserve that chance. We reserve that right. And, you know, if we cultivate those disciplines that will lead to our success, you know, let's partner up and let's, you know, let's do things, you know, because power, I always say, is in the numbers. Okay. So we have to understand that there is enough for all of us to make it, you know, so let's, you know, I have some dope stuff happening. You know, collaborations going on, and I fucking made it billboard. You know what I mean? And Health on Mystics, I'm just like, listen, you know, some dope things coming, but you have to let your work speak for itself, okay? You know, definitely. But Stamp, thank you for just being open, you know, as much as you could be. For me this evening, knowing that we've been fighting to put this together, and then I damn sure was gonna quit today again, and the universe said no the fuck you can't, and then we got disconnected, and here we are again. Because
I think something needed to be said and somebody needed to hear what was said, you know what
absolutely
I mean?
Absolutely. So giving thanks for rolling through, you know, it's always love, and we will catch up soon. Tomorrow, something. All right. Peace, y'all.
Hello, y'all.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Say good night. All right.